Bo Horvat is standing by with Joey Kammerer. Take it away, boys.
Joining us live outside the Vancouver locker room. Now, before we talk business and a very important game ahead for your group, it's a very important night for all of the organization and this province. It's the annual Canucks for Kids Fund Telethon. I know as you've grown older with this organization, you know firsthand how important it is to be able to help off the ice with this franchise. And I know you've done your part over the last few years to be an ambassador with Canuck Place.
Yeah, no, it's such an important event for us and for the Canucks for Kids Place. I tried to, do my part and give back and stuff like that. So, for everybody to do their part and give back and donate some money to the Canucks for Kids Fund, it would be obviously it would help a ton, and it's doing it for a great cause.
You and your teammates are coming off just its second win this season when trailing a game after 40 minutes. Is that really the vibe the team needed going into a very, very busy month of February?
Yeah, I think so. It didn't get off to a great start for us. We kind of didn't have the success we wanted there, I think having that consistency in our game is going to be huge. We can't just be win one, lose one. We have to find a consistency in our game. We have to make it a habit of winning hockey games, and that's a great way to start tonight.
Sat and John have a few questions for you upstairs, Bo.
Hey, Bo. Number one, I just want to get your thoughts on how did you get even faster when you're rehabbing from a broken foot? And how do you become an even better player when you're going through rehab? Can you sort of walk us through how hard you worked over these past 6-7 weeks when you were sort of rehabbing that broken foot?
Yeah, I think the main part for me was to come back in great shape and in great be in tip-top game shape as quick as possible. And I think obviously the coaching staff and the training staff and the medical staff all helped me out tremendously and getting me ready to go, and a huge thanks to them. But I think just in my mind, thinking positively, wanting to get back on the ice, working on my game with the skills coach and with Glennie and everything. So they all got me prepared to be back and ready to go.
Well, I mean, it certainly shows like it's paying off in a good way. Now, we had this question be sent in by one of our listeners, a big fan of yours. His name is Trevor, and he's sort of wondering, where do you see yourself among the best centers in the West, and is that a goal that you have for yourself, to be one of the best centers in this conference?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to be the best. You always want to find different ways to get better and to develop your game. And I think adding that speed and adding that playmaking ability and even the goal scoring touch is a huge part of my game, and you just got to keep thriving on it, and hopefully I can be one of them amongst the best at least talked about in the West for sure.
Well, we do like you for your humbleness. That's one of your very endearing traits. But now tonight you'll be going up against a very accomplished center who's spent a majority of his career so far just winning, that being Jonathan Toews, of course. I mean, is there still lessons you can learn from watching a guy like Toews and even playing against him too?
Yeah, I mean, he does, all the things that a great two-way centerman should do. I mean, he's he wins faceoffs, he kills penalties, he blocks shots, he scores goals when needed, and he's a great reliable centerman that I've looked up to for a long time. He's one of my favorite players to watch, and to be going against him, you definitely want to give it that extra effort tonight, and obviously he's going to be on his game, so I got to be on mine.
What are you more proud of right now? Is the fact that your offensive game has really begun to flourish since you're playing so well coming off that injury, or the fact that your defensive game has also started to pick up? And that's something that you mentioned when we talked with you in the offseason. That's one area you certainly wanted to improve on this year.
Yeah, obviously the plus minus and the my defensive game, obviously it takes time in this league. There's some great hockey players, some great offensive players, and for me, I wanted to be that solid two-way guy that can be relied on, and defensive game I've definitely wanted to work on, and I think it's gotten a lot better this year.
Before we send it down back to Joey, and thank you for your time, Bo, you and Sven Berchio, of course, have had great chemistry over the past couple of years now, and when you add Brock Besser to that equation, and we saw it against the Colorado Avalanche, and we've seen it before in the season, it is really exciting to watch the three of you work. How much fun is it playing with Brock, and what has stood out to you the most when you're on the ice with him?
His humbleness, first of all, off the ice as a kid. He doesn't get too high on himself, and he's always very humble about his game. But I think his work ethic on the ice as well. He's always finding holes, always finding ways to get better, and The way he gets open to get his shot off is pretty incredible for a guy being his first NHL season and a rookie here. It's been pretty impressive to watch.
Before we let you go and continue to prepare for tonight's game against Chicago, your team, and it's been a great talking point, has been very, very solid on the power play this year. And it's been a frustrating year in the win column, but you're in the top 10, in fact, the top 6 in the NHL when it comes to power play success. And it's not just that top unit that getting it done. How valuable has power play production been for your group to if not win you games, keep you in games?
Yeah, I think that's been huge. It's one of the things we wanted to work on this year. And, I think, both units have great chemistry. I think, we're moving the puck well, we're breaking in well. It's like you said, it's keeping us in hockey games. It's, winning us games. A great example last night, scoring that 5-on-3 goal, and then obviously Sven's nice bury in overtime. So, the game is a lot of special teams, and it's got to be good.
Thanks as always for this bowl. Good luck tonight against Chicago.
Thank you. Sportsnet 650.